Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Daryl Peel joining us. We're back with Daryl in just a moment.
Introducing the new Bacon Clubhouse Sandwich at McDonald's. It's a step above ordinary sandwiches. In fact, it's about as LeBron James as a sandwich can get. It gets all up in your face, just like LeBron. It'll even dribble. Big Mac special sauce. And it stands tall with grilled or crispy chicken. Or, if you prefer, 100% pure beef. Plus, it's on an artisan roll, so it's handsome, just like LeBron.
Man, I make a great sandwich.
Try the new Bacon Clubhouse Chicken Sandwich and Burger at participating McDonald's.
Well, cattle producers, it's the Oklahoma Hereford Association Springtime Bull and Female Sale coming Saturday, May 10th, 12 noon, the start time for the sale at the Hartley's H2 Ranch and Cattle Company, Perkins, Oklahoma. They'll be offering 128 head to sell, service-age bulls, open heifers, spring pairs, fall pairs, and bred females. For more information, you can go to nationalcattle.com to download a catalog or give Eddie Sims a call at 580-595-1626. Stocker and feeder cattle prices remain sky high right now, and that presents a real challenge to cow-calf operators looking to expand their herd. Do you hang on to some of these very high-priced females to try to rebuild the herd, or do you sell them and take the money and run? Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel says it's been that way for quite a while as far as that decision that cattle producers have had to struggle with.
Well, you know, one of the questions I get at a lot of meetings right now is producers look at these high prices and say, wow, I just really can't afford not to sell these heifers, for example. And I think that's a classic problem that has been at the root of every herd expansion in the beef industry for a lot of years. In the early stages of that, as prices start to go up, producers, have this trade-off between the immediate value of selling that heifer versus the investment value of that heifer for future production. And so it's a question of when their expectations change. Once they become convinced that the price are going to be good enough for long enough, then they will make that investment. And I think that's happening right now as we look at the indications for herd expansion so far this year.
Daryl, from your point of view, how do you think we're doing right now in trying to rebuild this mama cow herd this far in 2014?
Well, we started the year with an increased heifer inventory, almost 2% more beef heifers, so that sets the stage for potential expansion. And the indications we have now, on April 1st, the number of heifers in feedlots was still down. It's been down now for, two quarters in a row. Heifer slaughter so far this year is down about 8.5%. So those indications are that we're following through with those heifer retention plans. On the other side of it, beef cow slaughter is also down sharply so far this year. A year ago, we came out of the winter with drought conditions, with a lack of hay. And by March of last year, beef cow slaughter had increased to year-over-year levels in March through June. This year, we're not seeing that so far yet. And at this point, I really don't think we're going to see that. So with reduced cow slaughter, increased heifer retention, I think we're probably following through with some level of herd expansion plans so far this year.
Daryl, as far as herd expansion is concerned, it looks like we still have a lot of worries in our part of the world, Southern Great Plains and west of us.
Obviously, the Southwest is not getting any better yet. Western Oklahoma, West Texas, New Mexico, that area actually continues to worsen a little bit. So the line between the haves and have-nots is becoming somewhat sharper in that area. Oklahoma has kind of a line through the middle of it that extends down into Texas distinguishes those on the west side where there's been no improvement, in fact, a little bit worse conditions, versus the ones on the other side that are seeing some improved conditions.
Extension livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.